the trajectory of this team's performance has been more like a jet airplane taking off. It's been a long rollout and then a slow liftoff, but boy, once they hit an angle, this is a team that really gives others in the Lone Star Conference some fits sometimes as they prepare to play them.
North by Northeast, stories that mattered in Northeast Texas, hosted by Mark Haslett.
The last time the women's basketball team at Texas A&M University Commerce finished with a winning record, President Barack Obama had recently been sworn into his first term in office. It was March 2009. After that, the Lions spent some time in the NCAA Division II wilderness. But last Saturday, the Lions won in front of a packed field house that had come to see them take on Eastern New Mexico. The victory assured A&M Commerce of a winning record this year.
3-2-1. There's the horn, and the celebration begins. Final score here at the field house, the A&M Commerce women 69, Eastern New Mexico Zia's 59. The Lions improved to 15-12. Nobody's going to stop them from a winning record this year. And they're now 8-7 in Lone Star play. Eastern New Mexico falls to 10.
KETR's Charlie Chitwood providing the play-by-play. The Lions have one regular season game left. This Saturday, A&M Commerce will host Tarleton State. A victory over Tarleton would give the Lions a winning record in Lone Star Conference play to go along with their overall winning record. Saturday's game will also help determine seedings at this year's conference tournament, which will begin a week from today. The Lions got this far led by a backcourt blend of experience and youth.
You have to give a real appreciative nod to what Shamari Harris has done. She's the junior out of Las Vegas, went to Collin County Community College, and really found her scoring touch. She was a JUCO All-American, don't forget. You can't leave out Princess Davis by any means. She was the freshman of the year in the Lone Star last season, just a sophomore now. Gabby Scott has the ability to get real hot on any given night, and when she gets real hot, that can be anywhere from 20 to close to 30 points.
Up front, A&M Commerce has a squad with both skill and also versatility.
Artasia Gay, she probably finished second in Freshman of the Year balloting last year because of the way she performed. But you have her, she's strong inside. Amari Jones has been a real nice get. Audrissa Harrison, she's the young lady from Point Blank, Texas, who spent some time playing in the Big 12 with Texas Tech, and she's been a solid rebounder and defender underneath all year long, but occasionally she'll pop out, and she's got a pretty nice little mid-range jumper. But the real dark horse in the mix to me is just how strong can Brittany Adams be in the post. She's 6'3". She is a presence in the paint, and she's rebounding well, but she's also discovering a little bit of a scoring touch of her own.
The Texas A&M University Commerce women's basketball team will host Tarleton State tip-off at 4 o'clock this Saturday. The conference tournament begins Wednesday, March 2nd. You can hear it all right here on KETR. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.